the precursor to impeachment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The do-nothing Congress wants a do-over on the Mueller report.
Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway, before yet another hearing into the special counsel's investigation today. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, House Democrats will examine the Mueller report on Capitol Hill with former Nixon counsel John Dean on hand. Democratic Congressman David Cicilline told Fox News Sunday the House should not move forward with impeachment without the support of the American people.
The Speaker has said, and I agree with her completely, we should never proceed with impeachment for political reasons. We should never refuse to proceed with impeachment for political reasons.
The hearing comes as the House Rules Committee holds a markup session today on contempt resolutions for Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. Dave.
Well, Rachel Conway also talked to Fox about the new deal with Mexico to help stop the surge of Central American migrants coming here.
Mexico took the president's tariff threat very seriously, and they're starting to take enforcement at their southern border seriously.
Now, Mexico's foreign minister has just said there is no specific target for reduction of migrant flows in this deal, but if the number comes down, it will show that these measures are working. The tariffs did not go into effect. New York Times reports that deal wasn't exactly new. It adds on to an agreement in the works for months. President Trump tweeted that is untrue, calling the report sick journalism and fraud. Former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz is recovering the morning after he was shot and needed surgery.
He is a hero here in the Dominican Republic, and last night, just before 9 o'clock, about an hour and a half away in Santo Domingo, the capital, he was shot in a nightclub at close range in the back. His father, Leo Ortiz, telling reporters just hours ago that he is in stable condition, he is resting, and that, quote, Big Poppy will be around for a long time.
Fox's Griff Jenkins has a new warning today from Iran that the U.S. cannot expect to stay safe until President Trump ends what the foreign minister calls an economic war he launched. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
19 Democrats running for president were all in Iowa yesterday, each getting 5 minutes to talk to more than 1,000 caucus-goers. Bernie Sanders told them not to support a middle-ground strategy to defeat President Trump in 2020.
That approach is not just bad public policy, but it is a failed political strategy.
Sanders has gained ground in Iowa on frontrunner Joe Biden, who skipped that event in a new CNN Des Moines Register poll.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is leading the pack at 24%, down from 32% in this poll back in December. Following Biden, you have Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg. They're all neck and neck and all polling in the mid-teens. And at 7%, Kamala Harris. Everyone else is at 2% or below. Beto O'Rourke is one of the candidates at 2%, down from 11% in this poll in December.
Fox's Molly Hennenberg. There's a lot of damage to an apartment building in Dallas, Texas, after a storm caused a construction crane to collapse into it.
The man next door, he was yelling for help. I knocked on his door, and he cracked it open enough for me to get to him, and I helped pull him out of the apartment.
While he survived, one woman did not get killed in that collapse. Several others were also injured. In Florida, a biker was a victim.
Highway Patrol in Florida says a bolt of lightning hit a man riding his motorcycle south on I-95 near Daytona Beach. The strike to the driver's head sent the man veering off the roadway. Photos tweeted by troopers show the victim's helmet left burned and cracked by the flash. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene and is identified only as a 45-year-old man from Charlotte, North Carolina. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures may show a big increase at the opening bell. They're up over 100 points. In hockey, Boston beat St. Louis 5-1 to force a Game 7 finale between the Bruins and Blues for the Stanley Cup on Wednesday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two Carle Hospital leaders are stepping down. Carle and Health Alliance this week announced that Stephanie Beaver, a chief strategy officer, and John Snyder, Carle chief operating officer and Health Alliance chief executive officer, both announced their resignations. If you're someone who texts and drives, this new law will affect you. Starting July 1st, texting and driving in Illinois will count as a moving violation. KWQC points out if you get three moving violations in a year, your license could be suspended. Illinois State Police say they can get a search warrant to prove a texting while driving violation. Champaign police are investigating a fire that broke out late Saturday night. The News Gazette says footage from a security camera shows two people set the fire at 509 East Green Street Saturday night. It was a trash receptacle fire. Firefighters found a blaze at the back of the building that had gone into the building's electric meter bank. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Partly cloudy, Stevie. Breezy today. Wind gusts as high as 34 miles per hour. Today's high 76. 53-hour low tonight. We've got a high 82 with sunshine tomorrow, down to around 60. 72 the high on Wednesday with a 90% chance of rain late. We're currently at 66. ESPN 93.5.
Every month we salute law enforcement. Why? Because they do a great job. Is it perfect? No. Are they out there working their butts off trying to keep us safe, to protect and serve? Yes. We salute them every single month. This month, from the University of Illinois, Police Officer Charles Hoskins. How are you?
I'm good today. How are you?
Why do you do what you do?
Well, I got involved in policing because of community. I had moved here a couple years ago after getting out of the military, the Marine Corps, and I was living in a CU community, working in a flexing gate guarding West Corporation. And after my time there, I started doing various other things in the community, going to school over at Parkland and what have you. And I had several officers in the community who were kind of pressing me and asking me, hey, why wouldn't you join and get involved with this? And I really had no aspirations, to be honest, to even be a police officer. That wasn't my goal. I went to school to try and either get into I went to school for biology. So my minor was law, so I'm thinking about trying to probably do something with law, maybe medical malpractice or something like that for poor people. But here I am 12 years later.
Wow, a dozen years? You don't look old enough to have been there. You're looking good now.
I'm trying to hold on.
So you're the few of the proud Marines, man.
Yep, trying to hold on. I had a great time in the military, but, you know, once I got back in the community, I started seeing that there was a need because, one, we don't have enough minorities in policing. And then oftentimes, too, police departments, in my opinion, need to reflect the people that they serve.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have more than one face on a police department, in my belief.
What do you think makes a really good police officer?
In my opinion, you have to be vested. You know, you can come here and get a paycheck. I'm not knocking anyone that does that. That's fine. But you have to be invested in your community. You have to know who's in your community. You know, often now with today's policing, you'll see officers, they'll be inside of squad cars. Pretty much squad cars and mobile offices. And they kind of gotten away from being integrated in the community, knowing where the local barbershops are at, speaking to the kids, being available to people, not just being seen, but letting people know you're available to them.
It's difficult when nobody will talk, when nobody will give you information. Why won't they? It's a snitches get stitches thing.
Well, you know, that's an ideology that's out there in the community, but you got to work to erode that as a police officer. This is the thing. Nowadays, with how culture has changed, society's changed, you can't allow yourself to get caught up in that. You got to be stronger than that. You got to say, look, I got to get out of here. I got to hit the streets. I got to talk to people. I got to get one people to understand that I'm available to them. That's number one. And number two, that you have to build a level of trust. If you're not out there and you're not talking to people and just people just see you drive by, that's not enough. You know, I take a whole approach about policing, community policing. You have to get out and talk to people. You have to engage people. You're going inside a 7-Eleven or whatever, or a quick stop or wherever to get a soda, you know what? Find out who's behind the counter. You know, nowadays with today's world, people don't care if you're a cop. To an extent, they don't. Mm-hmm. They got to be able to trust you. I've had people that I've built relationships in the community for years. They find out about something, whether they see it or involved in it, they hear about it, they'll come and they'll tell me because I built that trust up with them. I go to the same barbershops they do. You know, my child goes to, you know, same schools or mm-hmm. we might attend the same church or what have you. You got to invest in the community. You can work here. That's fine. But if you don't want to be a part of it, it's going to be very difficult for you to get results when you have pressing issues or things of concern going on in your community.
How do you address young people that say, well, you got it good. You had it easy. I've got nothing. That drug dealer was my best friend. I've got no opportunity. My mom and dad left. There's some bad, sad stories out there.
You know what? I've been around that too my life too. You know, I'm originally from Danville, Illinois. My city's changed over throughout the years with a lot of different things. But at the same time, too, there's only one thing, two things that separate me from the next person, opportunities and choices. I'm not any better. You know, my circumstances just might be different. You know, I very easily could have made the wrong choices and been on the other side of the fence.
You could have. You had opportunities to make the bad choices. Yeah, and why didn't you?
You know what? It was part of the community that I was involved in at the time. The community over there was pretty strong. I had people within the community from all walks of life, even people who had been inside the penitentiary and different things like that. They spoke up from experience and said, look, you know, I've been there, done that. You know, this may not be the way you need to go. You know, there's other things out here. There's a big world out here. Just go out here and look for it, and there's good things out here.
Mm.
You can do something else.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, Charles. You've given me a lot of confidence in the University of Illinois the police, man. If you're out there, I'm feeling safer.
You know, we got a good team.
I know you do. You guys work really, really hard at what you do every single day, and you go out and, you know, have there been times when you say, man, this is crazy. Why am I doing this?
You know, I still ask that, you know, but I'll be honest with you. You know, I don't know what I'll be doing 5 years from now, 2 years from now. I may wake up and decide it's not what I want to do, or I may continue on and do a whole 25 or 30 year career. Right now, I look at this like my temporary assignment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ended up here 12 years ago. Just this is where I got assigned. Mm-hmm. You never know where you're going to end up.
Is your family pretty supportive? Talk about them.
My family and my community is pretty supportive. A lot of the people that I knew when I decided to try and, you know, get in this thing and try and see if it will work out for me, they will support me 100%. So, I mean, and even still, people in the community that I meet, you know, it's just always good to get out there and talk to people and they empower you. You never know who you're going to meet.
Charles, we've been real concerned in our area about gun violence. Do you have any suggestions as an active member of the community? What can we do?
In my opinion, with gun violence, it all starts. It starts in the home. That's just a key point. It has to start at the home. Parents have got to be involved and understand what their children are doing. And you know what? Don't be in denial. Be realistic about it. You know if your child is doing certain things. You know, there's Facebook profiles. Kids get involved in a lot of different things. They start doing certain things, bringing certain people to the house, hanging around certain people. And it's not necessarily the parents. It may be a guardian or a grandparent. You know, it's other people in the community that see these things. And if they can get ahead of it and address it, then you could probably stop it and curtail it. And another thing, you know, our system and the laws that we have on the books, we need to enforce them.
Yeah.
We need to enforce them. If you're walking around here with guns, you're not supposed to have guns. I'm sorry. You know, you need to be off the streets. There's certain crimes that as society, we can overlook and we can try and find other remedies to deal with. But guns, as you see, they have adversely impacted this community and a lot of communities around here, such as Danville, Decatur, mm-hmm. Champaign, Urbana. It just goes on and on. And then further up the way up north, Chicago,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have got to enforce those rules. I can't see any other way around it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Charles Hoskins is our law enforcement official of the month. We know the Cubs are good. How good are they?
Well, I'm realistic. I don't think they're going to go to the next level. But
you don't think so?
I think they got
Craig Kimbrell. I think that's a game changer.
I think they got to still in the rebuilding process, you know. And
Cubs?
Yeah, because I think for me personally,
if the Cubs look good,
but for me, I don't think they're that same team that, you know, that won.
Really? Because, I mean, if the Cubs are rebuilding, what's that put the Cardinals?
I will say this about the Cardinals. I will say this. Even though I'm a Cubs fan, I'll say this about the Cardinals. They're always in the game, and one of the reasons why is because they have a good farm system.
Yeah, that's true.
They invest in their farm system.
Yeah.
I think the Cubs need to kind of work their way in there and start doing that a little bit more. And that way when they come up, they can get those strong bullpens.
Should they sign Joe Maddon to longer? Because he's done after this year.
I think they should. Old man Joe's doing a real good job.
A lot of wins in his five years.
And he's got a lot of experience.
Listen, you stay safe, my friend. Congratulations on obviously a very thoughtful and very, boy, you're authentic. You're into this and you're helping our town.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man.
We need all support.
We salute you. Yeah. Law Enforcement Official of the Month. That's a big deal.
Hey, I don't take it lightly, and I'm on it.
And good to have Charles Jr. in the studio, too. Your son's a beautiful young man. He's 4 years old.
Yeah, hanging out with me.
That's awesome. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Charles Hoskins, University of Illinois Police Officer, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. ESPN 93.5. As you drive your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way. At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
That is a good, thoughtful man there.
We appreciate that. Charles Hoskins, University of Illinois police officer.
Former Marine.
The few. The proud. The Marines.
That's right.
Fourth headline. Yeah, yeah.
Cubs over the Cardinals 5-1 to sweep up in Wrigley. We had a great time with our CBJ travel bus trip up. And a great time had by all. Even the Cardinal fans that were on board enjoyed themselves.
All five of them.
The Cardinals will meet the Marlins, and the Cubs will meet the Rockies. You'll hear the 6:10 start here on ESPN 93.5. We'll see if the Cardinals can have their way with the Marlins. Should be fine out of Miami, huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just gave up your prediction.
No, just, I mean, we'll see. The next 3 weeks will determine whether the Cardinals will be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline.
Gotcha. Cubs facing the Rockies with Yu Darvish on the mound. That's a 7:40 start on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over the Kansas City Royals. That final was 5-2. White Sox hosting the Washington Nationals with a 7:10 start. Boston over the St. Louis Blues 5-1. 4 goals in the third period. What? Game 7 Wednesday in Boston. That series tied at 3 apiece. On to the NBA Finals. Raptors lead 3-1. Golden State Warriors need to try to fight back at 8 o'clock tonight. It's coming out of Toronto. We also have Rafael Nadal, who won his 12th French Open. NASCAR up in Michigan was rained out. 4 p.m. start today. They have some early showers still in the forecast. And at the Canadian Open, Rory McIlroy had a great final round, setting up the contenders who will be part of the rounds at Pebble Beach for the U.S. Open.
Yep, okay. ESPN 93.5. We'll see what happens if the Golden State Warriors have something left in the tank, or does Canada win their first NBA title, even though there's nobody from Canada on the team.
Right.
It's still Toronto.
High 76, partly cloudy and windy. 53-hour low tonight. Sunshine and a high 82 tomorrow, down to around 60. 72 the high on Wednesday. Starting out with sunshine, more clouds than a 90% chance of rain late. Right now, the temperature's at 64. ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back. It is Monday. It is June 10, 2019. ESPN 93.5.
We've got got some winds blowing, too. They're up to 34 mile an hour. So if you're driving on the highway near a semi or something, make sure you're adjusting properly.
Yeah, good tip. 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, mergers in the news today. Brown-Forman, the maker of Jack Daniels, is buying the 86 company, which makes Ford's gin. Data software company Tableau is being sold to business software company Salesforce. The deal is valued at $15.7 billion. Tableau is expected to operate as an independent unit and remain in Seattle. And United Technologies is buying Raytheon. The two defense contractors combined will be a business worth more than $100 billion, but still will be smaller than Boeing. United Technologies is selling off some parts of the business. Chick-fil-A is posing a threat to some fast food competitors. Analysts at Bank of America Merrill Lynch say Chick-fil-A is growing fast. Its sales equal about 9% of the 27 largest burger, chicken, and sandwich chains in the U.S. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Only at Party City. It's on. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
As your business needs grow and change, Busey can help manage the unique demands you face. From the day-to-day operations to financing solutions, our team is committed to providing today's producers and agribusinesses the resources needed to grow forward. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Well, over the weekend, I had how do I tell this story? I have cousins in Paris, France. My father, who passed away 10 years ago, had a sister. Her name was Juliet, and she lived in Paris, and she had a family. And cousins, we obviously didn't see very often if they're in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad has passed, and her sister has died, but Juliet's two daughters, Seda and Nora, both came to Philo, Illinois, and they stayed the summer in the 70s. And so we got to know Seda a little bit when she was here in, I don't know, 73 or 4, 75, something like that. Her son Armin came through town over the weekend.
Okay.
Armin had heard so much about Philo.
Excellent.
And it was a delightful visit from somebody that I hadn't seen since 1995, and he was 10 years old at the time. So Armin and his beautiful wife, Silva, came through. They now live in Switzerland. He's an anesthesiologist.
Mm.
He's like 35 years old, went to school like 12 years.
Okay.
Takes a lot to be a doctor.
Yes.
And she wants to pass the bar. She's a little bit younger. Just really cool. So he's about to become a citizen of Switzerland. She's from Switzerland. And it brought him by the station on Saturday and showed him. And I said, why don't we talk? Your accents are really cool.
Okay.
So Armin and Silva Agopian, son of Seda Agopian. Tara Sarkeesian was the maiden name. Anyway, good Armenian people. ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. I'm very honored to have some cousins in my studio, and they're from Switzerland. And we are happy to welcome Armin and Silva Agopian. And firstly, it's Dr. Armin Agopian. You are an anesthesiologist in where, Switzerland? What town?
Hello, Stevie J. I'm working at Fribourg. It's a little town in Switzerland, which is a beautiful country in Europe. And I'm working in intensive care as anesthesiologist.
As anesthesiologist, intensive care. Silva is going to be a lawyer someday, and you plan to take the bar exam. Is that like a year away? When are you going to do that?
Hello, Stevie J. Yeah, right. I work in Fribourg, too. And now I do the internship in a law office. So I have the bar exam next year.
Your sound, your accents are so beautiful. I mean, they sound so wonderful. And you are you're a Swiss citizen, and
right.
you know Switzerland like you know. So Stevie J Travel does a trip to Switzerland. You'll know where to go.
Stevie J has to come to Switzerland. We will visit every town, and we can do a lot of things in Switzerland.
It's such a beautiful country with lake and mountains and little towns. You can go also Lucerne is very famous.
And you grew up in Paris, and I visited you when you were 10 years old, 1995. Yeah. I broadcast on the radio to Champaign-Urbana from Paris, France. You were 10 years old, and we love Paris. The difference between Paris and Switzerland is what? What's the biggest difference between Paris and Switzerland?
Well, Paris is a big city, of course you know it, and Switzerland is more calm, and it's more about mountains and lakes and beautiful landscapes.
I saw some pictures, breathtaking pictures. Yeah. So if you were to say, Silva, if you were to say, okay, three amazing spots in Switzerland, what would you say?
I will say, first of all, Zermatt, the beautiful mountain. You have the picture on the Toblerone chocolate.
Yeah.
I will say Zurich.
Zurich.
The biggest city in Switzerland. And what about Neuchâtel, my town?
And there's only 8 million people in Switzerland, so it's not a huge place.
Yeah.
But and you know, some of the pictures you showed me are like, wow, they're so beautiful. I mean, mountains and lakes and big tourist places. And a lot of people come to visit Switzerland.
Not very much people, but there are some people visiting.
Yeah.
And I have to say there is no traffic in
nice.
Switzerland.
Nice. That's nice. That is so wonderful. All right, so you are flying back, leaving America, but you've enjoyed your visit. You were in Chicago. You had dinner with Nathaniel, David, and Christian last night, so that was fun at the Rosebud in downtown Chicago. What was your impression of Chicago?
Yeah, we like very much Chicago. It's like beautiful buildings, almost more buildings than New York or other cities of United States. We like very much United States. We are visiting lots of cities and landscapes and national parks. And we hope we will come again.
Silva, you love traveling, right? You guys travel quite a bit.
Yeah, we love to travel, and we love the United States, and we will come again and again.
Well, we love you, too. It's great to see both of you, and I guess technically you're my great-nephew?
Yeah.
Because your mom is my first cousin, so whoever can figure that out. But great people. We're excited to see you. Glad you were in America. It is Armin and Sylvia Gopian, and they're our guests here on ESPN 93.5. Thank you both. Have a safe flight home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was such a great pleasure to be there.
We will see you in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Stand by. Stevie J Travel trip to Switzerland soon on ESPN 93.5. Fun.
Uh-huh.
Real nice kids.
Something about the European accent.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful.
Well, Armin grew up in Paris, and then his wife is from Switzerland, so now they live in Switzerland.
Very
I saw
good.
Some of the pictures. It's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be fun to visit. Okay, nice to have them here in America. It was a neat visit. They should be back by now. I think they flew overnight. They left O'Hare last night, and it was an all-night direct flight to Zurich.
Stevie J Travel bringing on that trip to Wrigley last night where we had a Cubs win, and it was great to have you welcome everybody on board and talk about some upcoming trips.
Yeah.
StevieJTravel.com.
Thank you. Okay, back in a moment. It's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. Mexico taking action in the immigration face-off after a deal with the U.S. which drops plans for higher tariffs over migrants at our southern border.
Starting today, Mexico will begin to deploy up to 6,000 members of its National Guard along the border with Guatemala to stem the flow of migrants.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tijuana, Mexico.
Also under the deal, migrants who apply for asylum in the U.S. will remain here in Mexico. That could mean tens of thousands of migrants in cities along Mexico's northern border.
President of the Naval War College, Rear Admiral Jeffrey Harley, has been reassigned pending the outcome of an Inspector General investigation, according to the Navy. And a motorcyclist has died after being hit Sunday afternoon by lightning, which cracked his helmet and caused a crash on an interstate in Florida. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a fire that broke out late Saturday night. The News Gazette says footage from a security camera shows two people set the fire at 509 East Green Street Saturday night. It was a trash receptacle fire. Firefighters found a blaze at the back of the building that had gone into the building's electric meter bank. A resident of the building saw the fire and called 911. Several occupants of the building were displaced because of the fire and the lack of electrical service. Firefighters had the fire under control within 10 minutes. Some changes are coming to the MBA program at the University of Illinois. WCIA says the university here in Urbana-Champaign will drop its residential program and put more emphasis on its online program. The online MBA program costs about $22,000, and right now 2,600 students are enrolled. 3,200 students are expected to apply this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you go for appliances. It makes sense. If they call it Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, then you'd go there and buy a refrigerator.
Or washer or dryer.
Or a stove.
Or a refrigerator.
With Ricky Hart, I said that. So, microwave, you have to keep going with something
exactly.
new.
Exactly.
And you say dishwasher, and I'll say freezer.
Exactly.
So they're all there. They got all the brands. They're an independent dealer, meaning they can carry everything from Maytag to Frigidaire to GE. We have a bunch of GE at our home.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, if you need to replace them or you need somebody to fix them, you can call Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I think it's home of the now $35 service call, I think.
I do think I saw that on the back of a truck at a traffic light.
Yeah, well, it's still pretty dang cheap. It's hard to get anybody, anywhere to come in for under $100.
That's right.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, check them out. You'll get a 10-year, free 10-year protection plan.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Yeah.
Appliance-world.com.
Appliance-world.com is where you'll find them. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. North Neal, before you get to the interstate in Champaign.
GAF is akin to a dynasty in the roof game. One in four homes in America have GAF roofs. They're the best quality and America's favorite roof. Freedom Roofing is a GAF Master Elite Certified Roofing Contractor, which means they are able to exclusively sell you the best quality roofing products and warranties from GAF. So don't be afraid to go online to freedomchampaign.com, put in your info, and you can get a quote on the latest and greatest in roofing technologies. That's freedomchampaign.com.
This week at Party City, turn up the heat on your summer with these great deals. It's time to enjoy that pool with buy one, get one 50% off giant pool inflatables. Or pick up solid color plastic table covers at just $2 for $1. And our 50-count 16-ounce party cups are buy two, get one free. That's right, buy two, get one free. Do your summer upright, only at Party City. Oh, it's on. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
So, Gautier, we all have home projects we put off for too long. What's stopping you? For lots of people, they worry about overpaying and not getting a fair price. That's where Home Advisor can help. Their true cost guide shows you what others paid for similar projects. Then you can get matched with top-rated pros, read reviews, request quotes, and book appointments all for free. Home Advisor makes it easy to get those projects done so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Here we have three menacing weeds living their best life on Spruce Street.
We really have the run of the land around here. Ain't no one going to stop us this season.
The weather is nice. I'm as green as ever.
I say this is the perfect life.
I'm just going to soak in and wait for the next rain.
Who is this guy?
Oh, thank goodness, it's Spring Green.
Hello, I see you have quite the crabgrass, dandelion, creeping Charlie, and clover problem. We have all the right products and expertise to control your problem. Sign up today, you'll get 20% off with a neighborhood discount and free lawn service.
Get a load of this guy.
The owner has tried five companies, and guess what? We're still here.
Bring it on, dude. I can take any concoction you got. I am that strong.
2 days later.
Where my boys at? They really did it. I'm wilting away.
Spring Green took care of those annoying weeds. They can do the same for your lawn. Go to spring-green.com for a free quote or call 359-2111.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask Him for His blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/able. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/able. That's 4hims.com/able for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/able.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy and windy today. Gusts as high as 38 miles per hour. Currently at 30 miles per hour from the north-northwest. Today's high 76, 53 hour low tonight. Up to 82 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 60 in the evening. 72 the high on Wednesday, down to 52 at night with a 90% chance of rain. Right now we're at 65. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we discussed the new law that comes into effect July 1, state of Illinois. No texting. It's a moving violation, meaning three of those and you're out of a license.
So currently, any driver under the age of 18 is barred from using any cell phone behind the wheel. Drivers 19 and older can use the phone while driving. Only voice activated and hands-free
right,
functions.
Right. So if you see a phone to the ear, that's illegal.
That's right.
Okay. And then texting is illegal and has been, I think, since Rod Blagojevich, if I'm not mistaken. But now this makes it, instead of a fine, a moving violation, which is like speeding.
That's correct.
All right. So you I think, can do, my guess would be if you can do hands-free talking, you can do hands-free texting, which is available in my Honda CR-V called Apple Play. And all I have to do is voice commands, and I can send a text, which is far better than me trying to type a text. So right. I would think hands-free texting would be okay, but I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about here.
Well, it spells out the first fine is $75, but penalties increase for subsequent violations. Second violation, $100. Third, $125. Fourth, $150.
Well, it's not that. It's the moving violation part. Now,
that's right.
Now it's on. It's like go to class to keep your insurance down.
Kinda. That's right.
This is a very serious bite.
It's on your
law.
Driving record.
Yeah.
Then.
So you got to not text and drive, and then I don't know, you don't see anything about hands-free texting? I got to think it'd be consistent with hands-free talking. It's the same thing. You're just talking, right? I mean, you're talking. You have two hands on the wheels. You can send a text. You have to push one button like a radio thing. You just push a button.
then your hands are on the wheel and you can talk. I got to think that'd be okay to be consistent with the voice, because it's exactly, you're not typing, you're talking. The bottom line is, including to me, Stevie J, is try not to do as much in the phone,
mm-hmm.
in the car. You're trying to rush around, do a number of things to be efficient. And I talk on the phone and I text, but I can do hands-free, and I think that's okay. And I certainly have text, and that's wrong. I know
that's
that.
Right.
But it's a quick, okay, I'll be right there kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you still shouldn't do it.
Well, and I hand the phone to my kids so often and let them deal with it.
I did that all last night when you were telling me stuff on the bus.
That's right.
Benjamin was doing all that texting.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd read it back, and then, because that's the way to do it. Anyway, so you've got that. Talked to Bill Brady last hour. I mean, is there a job I wouldn't want more, less? I would not want. Is it the worst job in the state to be a Republican in this state? I mean, you have a supermajority in the House, in the Senate, and the governor is J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat. It's like there is no chance to do anything. Well, we got to pass. Good for you. Go for it. It's just going to be hard. You're in a very blue state, and in 2020, they're going to whip it up against Donald Trump, and this county is going to go probably wildly Democratic, I would think, because of the Trump. And he might win again. In fact, all the models today, June 10 of 2019, show Donald Trump winning in a landslide. So you better prepare them, MSNBC, for the possibility that this monster, which he's not, it was interesting talking to Armin and Silva Agopian. So what do you think of your president? And I said, well, firstly, he's not what you think he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Hitler. He's not a monster.
Right.
But and I was...
Those folks in Europe that
well,
are reading, the story.
He said, that's very interesting. All I hear is how bad he is.
Yep.
And how about liberal... Geraldo Rivera, whose life mission is to tell people Donald Trump's not a monster. But I think fascinating that Fox News found 8 Barack Obama Democrats in Pennsylvania that all voted for Trump, and they all said, 8 for 8 said, we're still voting for Trump. So no matter what polling, no matter what type of story you see, I wouldn't trust a darn thing, because Hillary was going to win 99% likely. So you're gonna know how America feels after 2020. Doesn't matter what they want you to do. It's what people will do. And I think it's been pretty indicative of the tens of thousands that come to his rallies and they all can't get in every single time. So we'll see. And the Democrats were all in Iowa except for Joe Biden, pretty much. Joe Biden was one of the real glaring missing. And I think they look at it as, hey, we got an 8-point lead. Why risk it? Don't even stoop to a 5-minute thing with 19 candidates. Ew. So he's staying away. He's just kind of a boxer stalling time, I think. But we'll see. It'll be fascinating to see what Democrat comes out of that pack with the liberal left that's pulling so hard in a primary, which is where you have to probably go left. But if you go too far left, then in the general, it'll be hard to tack to the middle, because then the far left will say, well, I'm not voting for you because you just lied. Tricky. It'll be real tricky. All right, check your sports headlines coming up 16 before the hour. ESPN 93.5.
Think Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner today. We recently did a taste testing, and the people eating were pleased to say the least.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, look at my plate. Ooh, look at that.
Oh, this is the money.
That was good. Stop by Rosati's Pizza today and you'll be pleased too. Wings, pasta, pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. Make it Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses, because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Feel that confidence. Did I say stop saving money? No.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Durst Cycle and Fitness on Madison Champagne and and on West University in Urbana.
We have a fitter actually at our location on South Mattis. His name is Greg Barkley, and he will actually fit you to the bike that you need. You can really do some damage, too. You can hurt your back. You can hurt your hands, your arms. So, yeah, you want to get correctly fitted onto the bike. And that's the other thing that separates our bikes out from department store bikes is that you have different sizes on bikes. Usually in a department store, it's like a one-size-fits-all situation.
All right. Quarter till. Cubs.
Yes, 5-1 winners over the Cardinals. Now we'll move on. Cubs got the Rockies, 7:40 start on US 105.9. Yu Darvish to the mound. Cardinals using Michael Wacha as they head down to Miami to face the Marlins. 6:10 start here on ESPN 93.5.
So, yeah, I got a left fielder that can't throw or field. I got a third baseman that can't throw or hit. And I got a right fielder that can't play. That's how I feel right now.
I see.
A little bit grumbly here.
Keep working on it, St. Louis.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox over Kansas City's Royals 5-2. They've got the Washington Nationals with a 7-10 start. Boston over the St. Louis Blues 5-1. Game 7 Wednesday in Boston. NBA have the Raptors leading 3-1. Golden State Warriors try to come back in Toronto tonight. Rafael Nadal with the 12th French Open win. And Roy McIlroy wins on the golf side.
I was so darn bummed last night following yet another loss in Wrigley Field. I told Christian, my son, I said, keep Goldschmidt, sell the team to me. That's about my solution right now.
Okay.
Because everybody else can go outside. I want to keep Goldschmidt. I want to start again.
Okay.
I'm disgruntled.
You know, I just love going to a Cardinals game. It's me, Mom, Dad. When we're there, I even get along with my little brother.
Hey, you don't mean that.
I'm kidding. But we have so much fun. You're not playing video games. Mom's not rushing around. Dad's back from work. We're all together.
You're right, and usually I get to take home some pretty cool stuff.
That's why a Cardinals game has always been a family day for us.
Make sure and bring your family to Busch Stadium. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. Kick off your summer at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals' 2019 season is filled with great matchups, including weekend series with the Cubs, a long-awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Astros, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with jerseys, bobbleheads, and lots of other great giveaways. There's something for everyone at Busch Stadium this summer. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
This is Cardinals Hall of Famer Willie McGee. Cardinal baseball, time to fly.
You're watching your local teams, why not drink the local beer? Scotty's Brewhouse on Neal Street in Champaign has you covered with local beer from Champaign and East Central Illinois. There is no better place to experience the local brewing experts than at Scotty's Brewhouse. From Riggs Beer Company, Distill, Triptych, Blind Pig, and Big Thorn Farms, Scotty's Brewhouse has it all covered. Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got some clouds and sunshine. Northwesterly winds between 20 and 35 miles per hour today. High 76, low 53. 82 with more sunshine tomorrow, down to around 60. 72 the high midweek Wednesday. The chance of showers late at 90%, down to 52 in the evening. We're currently at 65 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Raptors and Golden State. I mean, I'm kind of tired of the Warriors, so I'm hoping that Kawhi Leonard and Raptors win. I'm just kind of rooting for them. But if Kevin Durant plays tonight, I mean, you know, I understand who he is. He's like 7'1", and you can't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best scorer there's ever been one of them ever. But he hasn't played in over a month.
I know it.
Can you just do that? Can you run out and play at the NBA heightened finals level? I know he's done it before, but can your body, Maybe.
And that's teammates.
Huh?
And your teammates. I mean, are they going to keep passing it to you, or is he out of sync?
No, you keep passing it to him.
Okay.
So he'll mess up the defensive things they've been doing. And how's Klay Thompson? Is he okay? Anyway, I think the Raptors will win. But boy, I tell you, it's on the line tonight, and Golden State's, you know, been pretty good for 5 years. So we'll see. And then the whole St. Louis Blues thing, if you missed this, the e-edition of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch came out before the game last night. Essentially an article about the Blues winning the Stanley Cup and the quotes from the owner and the parade coming. And the Bruins saw that? One of those locker room things?
Hmm.
And listen, the city is it lost the Rams. Cardinals aren't real good. And they might win a Stanley Cup for the first time in 15. So they were ready to go. It just was a little early. And if for those that know history in the Chicago Tribune headline in 1948 that proclaimed Thomas Dewey beat Harry Truman, it was one of those moments.
Gotcha.
A little early.
Yeah.
But the Bruins saw it. And was that motivation? Probably a little.
Right, with four goals in the third period.
Yeah, they kind of pummeled them. It was a bad one for the Blues. Can they win on the road? They've been pretty good there. We'll see. More with Jeremy Warner in about 9 minutes.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. And we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever. He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya, time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Central Illinois, this is Stephanie Pratt with Coldwell Banker, the real estate group, a top producing real estate team for all your real estate needs. We are ready to rock selling your home with the top of the line marketing to include professional high resolution photos, virtual tours, floor plans, online scheduling options, bi-weekly marketing reports, digital advertising all over the web and social media. And if it's vacant, we can even virtually stage those rooms too. Remember, the Stephanie Pratt team, Coldwell Banker, the real estate group, where we don't buy your home, we sell it.
I think it's going to sound kind of old for me to say, but anybody under 40 will go, what? I just learned how to use Venmo. I'm feeling it.
I don't know either, and I've had people just recently.
No, I know how to do it.
Okay.
I'm into Venmo.
Maybe you can show me.
Yeah.
Because that's the new thing.
Yeah, I know. Nathaniel doesn't deal in cash.
I know.
It's all Venmo.
You know, I call it redneck Uber because I don't get paid, but I give kids rides and they never have cash and stuff like that. But if I had a Venmo account, they would say.
Redneck Uber?
Right.
Because, you don't get paid.
All right, exactly. And
anyway,
typically I'm taking them through the drive-thru and picking up the tab on that.
Well, just have them Venmo. Don't know what that
I
is.
I know that.
All right,
they
see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday. The Jeremy Warner Show next.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep.
Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Becco, I said to the salesman at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, so what's a Becco? He said, it's the number one appliance in Europe. I asked him, why is that? He said, take the refrigerators, for example. It's high-tech, fresh food preserving drawers keeps fruits and vegetables up to 30 days longer than any other refrigerator on the market. But they don't cost any more. So, I went online. Sure enough, not only are Beko appliances the leader in Europe, but they have won the American Energy Star Top Award for 3 years in a row. So, I went back to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and I bought myself a Beko dishwasher on sale for $100 off, and it came with a free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during June. Come see the complete line of Europe's favorite appliances, Beko, at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow!
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC-certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Very happy and honored to welcome in our studio. He's a detective. He's Sergeant Dave Griffith with Champaign. Great having you. It's a 3 decades of work in this area of law enforcement. Why?
Growing up, that's what I wanted to do. And to get me on that path, I served in the Marine Corps for 4 years. And when I got out, I began seeking law enforcement jobs. And I was fortunate within a year and a half of that to get a job at the Sheriff's Office where I worked for 6 years. And the last, going on 24, I've been at the city of Champaign.
Probably hit what, Dave Madigan?
Actually, Joe Brown was,
Joe Brown was
the sheriff when I first got hired.
And then Dave Madigan.
And Dave Madigan.
And Dan Walsh.
Dan was there. Yeah. I was already gone.
Okay. So Dave Griffith is now with Champaign, a special task force?
Supervisor of the Street Crimes Task Force.
What does that mean?
So the Street Crimes Task Force is created by the chiefs in the area. That it consists of officers from the Urbana, University of Illinois Police Department, and Champaign County Sheriff's Office, along with the Champaign police officers.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, CallSKToday.com.
It's time for some Dad's Day jokes brought to you by Game Day Spirit. What do you call a pig that knows karate?
Pork chop.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because players kept dribbling all over it.
Dads are the best. They may not have the best jokes, but they deserve the best gear this Father's Day, and you'll find it at Game Day Spirit. Right now at Game Day, get buy one, get one half price on all regular price hats and 20% off any regular price polo. Happy Father's Day from Game Day Spirit, where we'll laugh at all your dad jokes.
Let us get to know you like we know this community. From football fields to cornfields. If you share the community spirit, come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union, for campus and community. From humble beginnings and small victories, you've got a fighting spirit, and we're your biggest fan. Working to help you keep more of your money. Come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union, for campus and community.
Feet aching after a long day?
Not smelling so pretty either?
Try the new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue.
Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget, Odor Eaters sprays and powder.
Fatigue-reducing insoles, real foot support, plus the best in odor defense from Odor Eaters.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.